Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And our special guest is an MLB insider and MLB TV, also member of the Chicago Cub organization. Our good friend Ryan Dempster joins us on a Saturday morning for Inside the Clubhouse. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing?
We're doing good. And your Chicago Cubs are back in first place by percentage points. First of all, your first half, and it's much more than first half because we've played almost 95 games now. Your evaluation of the Cubs as we sit here near the All-Star break?
Yeah, I think evaluation, I don't know if you grade it, but I think, you know, they've just continued to go out there and push forward no matter if, you know, Milwaukee's taking a couple game lead or whatever it is. They don't let it get in their way of what they're trying to accomplish. And they keep their nose to the grindstone. They battle through injuries, you know, whether it's losing a starting pitcher or Chris Bryant going down for a while or other guys having to take their turn on the DL and somebody else has stepped in. And I think that just speaks volumes about the depth that's there and the determination these guys have. You know, they're chasing something that some of them were here for a few years ago and some of them weren't, and trying to go out there and do that. And you're seeing a lot of excitement and young players kind of coming into their own. So it's a lot of fun.
Ryan is, we talk about it all the time. Last night was another great example, you know, the magic of Javi Baez, and last night it was on the bases. Can you think of any comps to guys you might have played with that guys who played the game and made a difference in the game like Javi?
No, I really can't. And the reason I say this, I was asked this before, and I think he plays with such awareness on the baseball field, it's really great. Somebody was saying, does he plan these things, or, you know, does he think about these things beforehand? And I said, no, I think he just reacts to them. You know, whether it's, you know, a stolen base and what he's able to do and kind of he's always in on every pitch of what's going on the bases, on defense, at the plate. And that's been the last one to come, is at the plate, the discipline that he's starting to show, the ability to drive the ball to right center field or shorten up with two strikes and take the base hit that scores two runs versus trying to hit a three-run homer, 0-2. And I just see the growth of him is just so incredible. Instinctually, there's not a better player in the game that does every aspect. You know, it's one thing to be able to do something at the plate or one thing to be able to play incredible defense, you know, but he's out there doing magical things in three different facets, and that's just such a threat to have, and it's just so special to watch, you know, him mature into this player that he's becoming, be honored, be at the All-Star game, go in the home run derby, do all these things. I'm just so happy for him because he's just such a great person.
Do the great players, and it appears Baez is on his way to being one of those, play the game like they're just playing with one friend in the backyard? I mean, are they immune to everything else because of the fact they're so confident in their abilities to understand things before they even take place, or when they present themselves, be able to stay in that particular moment because in their mind they've already done this before?
Yeah, I do. I think he does play like that. And I think one thing that great players do, and guys with tremendous instincts, is, yeah, it happens naturally, right? Like, as the game's going on, that moment happens, and it's like, oh, I'm going to try and steal this base because the guy's not paying attention to me, or the catcher, or the infielder's playing a shift, so I know I can beat him to the bag. But what he does is he really, truly evaluates each pitch as it's happening. So if there's a runner on first base, and before the pitch is made by the pitcher, and he's playing second base, he, in his mind, goes, who's running at first? Who's running at the plate? If the ball's hitting the gap and there's going to chance to be a play at home plate, where am I throwing it? And so many times you'll see that with them where, you know, that's a play that goes unnoticed. All of a sudden he gets right. The relay throw, and instead of firing it home to a play that ends up being safe and the guy goes to third, he doesn't hesitate. He comes up gunning towards third base, boom, out at home. Cool, we gave up the run, but we got it out. Those kind of things that he does out on the baseball field to me are just as impressive than any of these steals he makes or these big long home runs he hits. he's a special talent, man, one that we don't see very often, and I'm glad that he's on the Chicago Cubs.
Do we ignore the old obviousisms that show up from time to time, like just watching a ball and not running out of the box, assuming it's a home run like last night, ending up on second instead of third? Are those some of the things you just ignore because of the obvious talent and the heads-up rest of the play that he puts out there?
Yeah, I think so. I do. And, I you know, it's hard because – and the thing is, too, he recognizes that. It's not like, oh, what are you talking about? Like, that ball's a homer, like the Ricky Henderson, you know. I remember one time in New York, Ricky hitting a ball off me, and he did the little sidestep and went running around first base, and all of a sudden Cliff Floyd was thrown into second base.
Right.
And he had this look on his face, and the quote in the paper afterwards was, "That ball's a homer." Ricky hit the ball the next day. Ricky's doing the same thing. And so, you know, like, but Javi understands those moments and understands how impactful they are. And I'm sure, you know, and you do because he's always looking for the edge.
Right.
That, you know, it's not intentional. He's not being lazy. He thought he got it.
He's Javi. That's who he is.
Yeah, exactly.
Talking to Ryan Dempster here on Inside the Clubhouse on 670 The Score, and Ryan Tyler Chatwood last night, a little bit better, still not the greatest, but I guess progress is there. As a former starting pitcher and a guy, you know, with certainly lots of different things that you did in your career, when you see a guy come in like this and struggle, and it's not his, you know, historical average, you know, this is not a guy who walked a million guys coming into this year with the Cubs. What do you attribute that to, and is that something that, you know, working with Jim Hickey and the other Cubs coaches that Chatwood can fix on the fly?
Yeah, exactly, and I think what you talked about first there is not his track record, and to me that bodes very well because it tells me that there is other things going on. Whether that's, you know, hey, it wasn't a Yu Darvish type contract, but that was a big contract for him to come here and take that on and feel like you have to live up to that. I know what that's like when you sign a deal. As much as you know to just do your job, sometimes you take that on. And then you start trying to do things where thoughts in your head go, don't walk anybody here, just throw strikes. Well, now what has to happen, you end up walking guys. And you don't narrow your focus down to where it needs to be, and that's a small point that you're trying to hit in the glove. And I know the one thing about Tyler is he's an extremely hard worker, and he's going to figure it out. And when he does, I mean, you look at the stuff that he's throwing. When he throws it over the plate, last night was an exception where the guy hits the two-run homer.
Right.
And not a home run hitter happens to run into a fastball up in the zone. So, you know, just the fact that his stuff's there, he's healthy, he's working his tail off, and I think that bodes well for kind of a second half that could really take off for him because he you know, he's going to find that slot. He's going to find that spot where he's not walking guys and letting his stuff play, and his stuff plays extremely well in the big leagues.
Ryan Dempster of MLB TV and the Cubs joining us on Inside the Clubhouse for a few more minutes. Ryan, do the Cubs need to make that big move? Or maybe a better question, the track record is there for Epstein and Hoyer to make big moves. They know the window of winning another World Series is over the next 3 years. Do they automatically extract that wisdom tooth of a 25-man roster guy or two to get a Jacob DeGrom to kind of solidify their chances of winning a World Series again?
Yeah, well, I think you put it right. The track record's there, right? Theo and Jed have proven over the years that they're going to do what's necessary if they feel like they have a team that can go out there and win and add pieces and add different pieces that could help them win. And it could be small. It doesn't always have to be a big piece. Sometimes it can just be, you know, an extra guy here or a reliever here, or even thinking beyond this year. And I think that's what's so true is it's like, okay, is it controllability of a player or a starting pitcher? And they're never afraid to do that. But at the same time, without giving up the future of the Chicago Cubs. And I think, you know, they've made some trades where they've given up some future, but it's come with great reward, a World Series championship. You know, you look at the trade of Quintana that you go get an elite starting pitcher, you know, a guy in this league that takes the ball every fifth day that's capable of winning a game every time he walks out there. And, yeah, you give up a prospect or two in return, but you've got years of control at a good price of a starting pitcher and a great teammate. So, you know, they're always doing that. They're always looking to better the team, and I think that's what, you know, makes the Cubs so good is that you have guys who are never sleeping. These guys work harder than anybody I've ever seen. They're amazing to be around. They're determined to always put the best product on the field, and I think Cubs fans are lucky to have that, and the players in the locker room are lucky to have that.
So you think they make a big deal or not?
I don't know. No, I don't think so, but, you know, you never know. I mean, you're taking a team that's in first place, but, you know, the one thing about them is they don't always necessarily look at the now, too. It's what do we look like playing in October,
right,
and matching up against other teams. But I think if something's available without having to give up the farm, sure, why wouldn't they? But at the same time, I think they're really happy with what's in that locker room and the answers that are there.
Well, and that was the Quintana trade, right? Part of it, too, was the extra years of control, and that's why they gave up the guys they gave up to get him, which leads me to Yu Darvish, because obviously a disappointment thus far, but are Cubs fans stupid to think that Yu Darvish will be a contributor at some point this year?
No, not at all. I think, you know, the one thing they're going to do is make sure that he's 100% when he comes back, because when you get to the playoffs, stuff becomes really important. You know, when you have good plus stuff, you can overpower some hitters, and Yu Darvish has that. And I know it's been a rough go for the start of him. He hasn't liked the way it's gone. You know, the fans haven't been happy with the way it's gone, but the one thing about him is he's going to keep plugging forward. And I think when we look at the end of that whole contract and sit there and realize that it's going to end up being a good deal, and he's going to get to where he needs to be, and he's got the great support system there to help him out and get where he needs to be.
Ryan, how many guys did you play with over your career where guys whispered to each other, you know, this guy's got to be 100% in his mind or else he's not going out there to play today? There are some guys like that. Heard those whispers over the years, the 35 years I've covered baseball. I've never been in that clubhouse during a game or watched a guy prepare or watched if he had a toenail that was discolored and not be able to go out there. Is that true or false? Have you played with guys where there were whispers that unless the guy felt 100%, he wouldn't go out there?
Oh, yeah. No, there's definitely, you know, I think that's the great thing about sports in general is they're human beings playing, and everybody's built differently. Some guys, hey, you know what, my ankle feels a little bit tight today, I'm not going to play. And some guys are like, well, the bone's barely sticking out, so why don't you just put it back in and tape it up and we'll keep going. You know, and I was kind of lucky growing up watching so much hockey and watching guys take a puck off the face, stitch it up, and don't miss their shift that was kind of the mentality that I took, and not always to my benefit. Sometimes right. I was hurting the team because I was trying to be a Johnny Tough guy, and it wasn't doing any good to anybody. So, you know, I think there's a good balance, you know, and realizing that the human body's, capable of some amazing things, right? So you're able to kind of play through those things and grind it out and do some stuff. But, yeah, to answer your question, there's always been those guys that's like, oh, boy, let's see if the stars and the sun are aligned today to see if he's going to go out there and play. So, but that's just, that's the nature of the beast, especially when you're dealing with 25 guys and not everybody's a robot. We're all human beings.
Yeah. And I guess it's not fair either to question guys when they say they're hurt and you not having been there yourself or in that guy's body to say that they're not. I mean, it's just somewhere where I don't think even teammates can go because you can't necessarily define what an injury is for that particular guy.
You're 100% right. You know, to sit there and question people, and I've done it. I've done it in my career. Like, man, how can he not be playing? But at the same time, everybody's pain thresholds are different. Everybody's pain tolerance and everybody's ability, not only that, then to perform when they are going through something.
Yeah, yeah. You said you went out there when you were a horse crap sometimes and you hurt the team.
Exactly. And I think, you know, the best thing you want is a guy that can go out there mentally and feel that he's able to do his job. And whether he can do that hurt or he can do that, you know, hurting a little bit or feeling great, I think is all up to that individual. And I think you're right to sit there and judge. We never know because we're not in that person's body. We don't know how they feel, and that's an unfair thing to do.
Ryan, Mike, and I appreciate your time as always. The best to the family and especially you and Kelly on some pending joy in the future here. Really excited about that. Keep up the great work on MLB TV and with the Cubs, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Absolutely, guys. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right, thanks a lot. Ryan Dempster of the Cubs and MLB TV, always entertaining, always give you a straightforward answer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.